Spirit Radio Podcasts.
One of the most important documents you might ever draft is your will. And it's not just for the elderly. Many adults, once they become parents, should consider this too. And our next guest has launched a service for Irish residents that allow them to avail of a wills and probate do-it-yourself DIY service package. And on the line to tell us more about this includes, about what this includes, we have a financial expert, John Lowe of MoneyDoctors.ie. Thanks so much for coming on as usual, John.
Thank you, Donal. Good morning to you.
Good morning. First of all, I think when someone hears legal terminology, it can be very daunting. And generally speaking, a will and probate, is it as complicated as it sounds?
You know, there's 70% of the nation do not have a will, have not made a will. And I put it down to misinformation, misconceptions, apathy, fear, ignorance, protective of their kind of patch. It's a whole raft of things, the legal jargon. I mean, there's a misconception, for instance, that you have to execute a will in a solicitor's office. You don't have to go near a solicitor's office. One of the problems, as I say, is the mumbo-jumbo that's out there,
right.
As I say, the misinformation and the ignorance. So really, I've tried, as I can only do, to cut through and simplify it and demystify it. Mm. And I've set up a will package, basically, where there are six types of will, essentially. So you've got the, you know, single, legally separated, or divorced person without children, with children under 18, or with adult children. Then you've got the other three, is married or civil union, with no children, with children under 18, and with adult children. So you are in one of those six. And with one of those six, you get a whole package. And the difference between, say, my package and, say, going online to somebody else, which is generally a legal practice, is this is Word document. Mm-hmm. I don't want to know anything about your person. I wouldn't dream of going onto anybody's website and putting in personal information onto a website about my intentions or what assets I have. So these are Word documents. There's three major Word documents of the ACE. And the first one is the will template. So you just either download it and then you put it on your laptop, or you print it off and you sign it. The second one then is a list of assets and personal information. This is a 6-page Word document. Again, you put it on your laptop or you print it off and you handwrite it in. And basically what you've got there is all your couple of properties. Most people, like 99% of people's estate is simple. It's less than, say, a million. You're talking about, you know, a property, maybe a set of golf clubs, a car, a watch, a couple of other things, a few accounts, and you can put them all on that 6-page letter, which includes your password, PC, your mobile phone PC, your social media passwords, all the personal things. You might have even invaluable stuff that's worthless, but it's important to somebody in your life, and sure. You want to give them that if anything happens to you. All that is on that 6-page. And then the third Word document is the enduring power of attorney, just to flag it, because, you know, at some stage in the future, whether it's your parents or whether it's you, and you might contract an illness like dementia or Alzheimer's or one of these unfortunate illnesses, then before you get that, you have to sign this endurance. So you give your loved ones a chance to look after your financial affairs, you know, while you're still alive.
And on the legal standing of this, John, does this have to be verified and signed by a lawyer? You mentioned maybe not, but...
No, I mean, you could go to citizensinformation.ie and you can get the components of what a will is. Essentially, you've got to nominate an executor. You also have to have it signed. Your signature has to be witnessed by two people who are not benefiting from the will. Mm. They don't even have to know what's in the will. They just have to witness your signature. And what I've done is to make sure there's no ambiguity and there's nothing there, that every single person, whether it's the testator, which is the person who's making the will, whether it's the executor or executrix who you have to nominate, or whether it's those two witnesses, you get their air code addresses, their full address, their full names, their full air codes. You get them, even their PPS numbers. So that there's no ambiguity. If ever it comes, you know, how many times have you seen a will where it's been signed by a witness in a solicitor's office, happens to be the secretary, and 20 years later, 30 years later, she's gone, he's gone, or, you know, the solicitor's gone, and, you know, no one has a clue who this person was. It could be, you know, anybody. And they can't find the person, therefore they negate the will.
Lastly,
there's nobody knows who this person is. So that's what I'm saying. You do certain things. Even there's one thing, which is, you know, being of sound mind. So if you do have some kind of a medical issue, you have to go to a doctor or a specialist, and you have to get a certificate of competence to state that you have the capacity to sign a will. And then you have that with the will. Now there's no contest. So this is really, I mean, that's number one, whereby you're going to draft your own will. The number two thing is probate. People don't even know. If you went and did a vox pop down Grafton Street and stopped every second person and said, what is probate? I would say 80% of them wouldn't know what it is. They couldn't define it.
Sure.
Probate is the legal entire administration of a dead person's estate. Estate being possessions, what they own. And therefore, when you die, if you have anything over 25,000, you've got to go and put it on a form and go down to the probate office, wherever that is. The main one's in Smithfield. And it takes like 20 minutes to see the personal representative, and then you get a grant of probate. That's how simple it is.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no rocket science in it. But you can be charged through the nose by legal profession. And, you know, for most people who don't have a whole heap of assets, it's, you know, you can get your executor or executrix to do it. So you could instruct them to do the probate and don't go, because you need the original will. And that's why an awful lot of wills are kept by solicitors, because they know that, you know, the will itself is a loss leader. The gravy is when you go and do the probate.
Sure. So just lastly, John, how can people avail of this DIY package for drafting a will?
Simply go to moneydoctors.ie, and even if you don't put /wills, you'll see on the homepage menu, wills and probate. Click into that and it's all explained there. So you get 8 documents, and it's, you know, you're talking about 5 PDF files and those 3 Word documents. And then it just costs €50 plus VAT. That's it. All done and dusted.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.